This is a Brooklyn-bound 2 express train. The next stop is Fulton Street.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
The new Brooklyn Nine theme song, as you've heard it, fresh off the press, fresh out of the sound recording studio. And why is that? That's right, Brooklyn Nine is first place for the first time in VFB5 history, taking out the Legion of Doom, who was only upset once by Roger back in the day, back in the early season 5. And now BK9's up there. Woo! Woo! That calls for a little... We got the medals. Colorado Fire Dogs at most points this week.
Fire Dogs!
Fire Dogs! That's right, Ollie. 147 points. He blew us all away as he took out the Alyssa in the Ass Cracks in a key game that puts him right up there in possible playoffs territory. He needed that win. He's going to need another win next week to keep that lock in, but he definitely took a couple points off Alyssa's chances there. Dynamic duo, first dynamic duo this season for this guy. Carlin Redskins, Raj, 62 points, just barely beating out the Fire Dogs. Dynamic duo almost went to the Fire Dogs at 61 point something, and the Carlin Redskins have a total of 2 medals now. Congrats, Raj. You're up there at second place. Legion of Doom drops down to third. Dad, dropping down to that fourth place Forbes territory. Gotta be careful.
You suck, bud.
And we had a bunch of Dudabiters this week. Two surprising Dudabiters, however, are UMabro. What? And San Antonio Marksman. Why? Why would you do that? You're in the playoffs, and you need the win, Mark. I was going to record you your own, marksman theme song, just thinking about it, because you're up there doing great, and you're probably going to be in the playoffs, and then you go and abide? You know, I mean, the theme song was going to be like, it's raining marksmen, hallelujah. It's a raining marksman. So maybe you're glad I didn't write that one, but I was thinking about it, and now I'm not so sure. Anyway, the Brooklyn Nine faced the Human Trash. The Human Trash put up a heck of a fight this week, but was no match for my Koopy Cup at his 27 points. 106 to 103, the Brooklyn Nine defeats the Human Trash Baskets, and Becca stays down there where she belongs with the losers. Brooklyn Nine shoots up into first place. Carlin Redskins had a great, stunning performance from Kyler Murray, QB, and wide receiver Deontay Johnson this week, getting him that dynamic duo, getting him 127 points as well, despite 2-0 pointies in his roster. Team Bagel, the abiding Team Bagel, didn't have much to show for and got a couple of zeros themselves, self-inflicted. 127 to 72, Carlin Redskins shoots their way up there as well. Now, Jamie... in the original Brooklyn Nine, he took out Legion of Doom this week by 0.08 points. Less than a tenth of a point. 100.4 to 100.32. So watch out for those stack corrections. Could come through tomorrow morning or the next day and surprise you next week. And if it does, Legion of Doom will be back up there on top. Could very easily be a stat correction coming through. But original Brooklyn Nine was heavily supported by wide receiver Chris Godwin at 30 points. Monster performance from Mr. Godwin. Countered by consistent QB Tom Brady at 29 points on the Doom side. So what's going on with Marksman here? Marksman, they had a doodabitty-witty in the defensey titty-ditty. Oh, I didn't mean to... A little close to a gross word there. Sorry about that. Anyway, he forgot to switch out his defense, is what it came down to. So 70 points for Mark versus the ICT Dachshunds, who were severely abiding. Connie, you were abiding, and you weren't a sliding this week at your 77-point win to Mark's 70. Mark is he's not doing too well. He's quite sick here with his playoffs chances. If you look at ESPN, I'm going to scroll on down. Mark now has a, and I'm not sure how they calculate this, 12% chance of playoffs, making the playoffs. So original Brooklyn Nine somehow also has 12. Guys, I would say as long as you win your next game, you'll be in those playoffs. Unfortunately, Jamie faces off against the original Brooklyn Nine, me. So we're going to have a Brooklyn Nine matchup next week, and he's going to lose. So consider him a write-off. San Antonio Marksman, you have got, of course, the puppy collector coming up, which is, a give or take. You don't know. They're setting their roster. This week they didn't set their roster. Last week they did. If they're going by pattern, they're going to set their roster next week. So watch out. They got a tiny little chance down there too, 5% according to ESPN. Be careful, Mark. I don't know what you're doing. It's not going to be raining Marksman much longer if you keep this up. All right. You Madbro, also a bit expected, but also strange, given she's still in the playoffs race. So you'd think you want to seal it up against the Flube. She had Justin Jefferson gets her 36 monster points. Jonathan Taylor did okay as well, but she just didn't shut her roster. So 0-0-0-0-0. Flube Dubies did okay with no standout players, but some good 18 performance in there and wins 113-80. So Flube has a guaranteed spot right there, along with the Brooklyn Nine, Carlin Redskins, Legion of Doom, and Glinda's Trash Pandas. Everybody else is not guaranteed that playoff spot, and that includes the Colorado Fire Dogs, who are much closer than they were before, but not quite there. UMadBro, San Antonio Marksman, Original Brooklyn Nine, Alamo Ascrack Bandits, and Team Bagel. You guys also got a chance. Varying degrees of chances, but according to ESPN, Colorado Fire Dogs are now have a 97% chance. I don't even know how they calculate these things anymore. I thought it was close last week, but it took way too long, and ESPN seems to have their own thing going on here. MadBro has a 98% chance now, so they lost their game, and their chances went up for some reason. Asscracks have the next one down at 68% chance. So according to ESPN, Asscracks will be in the playoffs. But again, there's just so many people at 7-6, so many at 6-7. It's just too close to call. You're going to have to win your games next week to stand any chance of making those playoffs. What did happen with the Colorado Fire Dogs? Their most points was driven by T.E. tight end George Whittle Kill, who I made fun of a few weeks ago when in their loss to me, the Brooklyn Nine. Whittle Kittle grew up last week and showed his stuff to everybody. It's a raining man. Hallelujah. Woo! At 40 points. So that's what I call superhero star performance. What's your name? Oh, Joe and Tracy. You had some A-team in there as well, so fantastic job. 147 points to Alamo Ascracks, 84. What you gonna do? All right. Medals race is also heating up. Flubidoo is up there way at the top with their rhythm section win. 5 medals, even though they were stripped of one. They're back there at the top. Legion of Doom still has 4 medals. UMadBro now has 3 medals. Because she... That's right. Due to bid this week. Mm-hmm. Alamo Ascracks got 2. Carlin and Redskins, 2. Colorado Fire Dogs, 2. And the rest, 1 in negative. So it's a really tight race. Medals go all the way through the playoffs. We are far from over there. Next week, the hot teams. Brooklyn Nine's playing the Brooklyn Nine. Me and Jamie. Carlin Redskins are going to play that Legion of Doom Carlin Redskins matchup. I'm excited for that one. Second and third place right now. I'm really excited to say third place for Dad, given that I've taken his first place from him. You got the Flube playing those Fire Dogs and just pretty much deciding their fate next week, whether they're going to have a chance at being in or not. And you got Glenda's Trash Pandas coming up with that human trash. She's going to be in the playoffs. Doesn't matter the outcome of that game at all. UMadBro, thankfully, is playing the Spicy Space. So now I think I understand why ESPN is saying UMadBro is going to be in there. San Antonio Marksman puppy collector's coming up, bud. Make sure you set that roster and set it hard. You got low chances now. I think you're maybe you wanting to go for that B team mug. I don't know what happened, but I'm gonna leave that to your discretion. Okay, you're the manager. I'm not. Is what it is. We'll summarize it like that. Ass cracks and 68% now making sense in terms of her chances. She's playing Bad Booty Rebel. So you got that you mad and the Alamo ass playing Spicy Space and Bad Booty. So that's a lot of words I didn't want to say all together in that sentence, whether they were separated by commas or not. Bagel is pretty much out, so forget them. Finally, we have a completely clean playoffs chances that consist of, well, prior to this week, no consistent due to biters. Now, that's aside the fact from you, Mad Bro, and San Antonio Marksman, stinky, terrible abiding performance this week. Guys, next week is our last week for the regular season. And then we got playoffs coming up, so no reason to be sad. Playoffs run weeks 15, 16, and 17 this year, and those will be complete elimination rounds. So let's get going. Play your last week 14 like you want to hammer it home. Like you ain't got nothing to lose, because you don't, except for a couple of mugs, which you could get either one or the other. All right, guys. See you next week.